This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
All right, don't miss it this afternoon. We have the first women's Euro semifinal, Sweden taking on the host team, England. And then tomorrow, we got France and Germany in the second semifinal. Match coverage of both begin at 2:30 Eastern. The action's on ESPN2 and on ESPN+. Meanwhile, the action has been here all morning long, live from the Seaport District, brought to you by Chase, as we're delighted to have Graz and Tannenbaum and Ryan Clark, his first appearance in far too long.
Yes, sir.
A lot of fun having him here. Lewis Riddick is ready to go in hour number two. We are fired up. So let's hit it, Cindy. Let's do it, because it is time to get up hour number two with huge NFL training camp drama. Lamar reporting without a contract, while his anonymous critics will not stop chirping. We have a lot to say. Meanwhile, have you heard about Kyler's contract? It's unlike anything you've ever seen. We need to figure out what it means, and we'll get to the bottom of it in this hour. Plus, it doesn't take long for the coach of the Cowboys to turn the tables on the media. Is Dallas doomed before the season even starts? Those are the questions. Here come the answers. It's time to get up, starting right now, with training camp now officially open for all 32 NFL teams. And among the big storylines, Lamar Jackson entering Ravens camp without a new contract a few days after Kyler Murray got $160 million guaranteed dollars from the Cardinals. It was the offseason of the wide receiver. The two biggest face to change teams were Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. They'll be in camp with their new teams this week, and we await a decision on a suspension for Deshaun Watson, who has already reported to Browns training camp on Friday. We took you live to their camp earlier this morning. Our reporter Jake Trotter was there. At this point, the players are reporting they'll be on the practice field tomorrow, and we still do not have an update on any possible suspension. We await that. Lewis Riddick is with us this morning, but I will start with Dan Graziano. With you, can you walk us through what we are waiting on here as far as the league is concerned?
Yeah, there was a disciplinary hearing more than 3 weeks ago with the league seeking to prove that Deshaun Watson violated the personal conduct policy and should be punished for that. Watson's side arguing against it, waiting for a ruling from the disciplinary officer. This is a new process under the new CBA, and it's the first case that has gone in front of this discipline officer, so there's no one has any idea when to expect a ruling. It could happen any time. The hope has been that it would happen before training camp starts, and the Browns have a training camp practice tomorrow. So I'd love to be able to sit here and say, I expect this thing to come down at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I can't say that because there's no one close to the situation that has any idea right now. In the meantime, Deshaun Watson's there. They need to get him reps. He did not play or practice at all last season, but you know, everybody else that they have at quarterback is new to the organization as well, and that includes Jacoby Brissett and others who may have to play while he's suspended, assuming that he is.
So as we await news on this, let's just get quick thoughts from everybody on it, and then we'll move on to some other matters. Lewis, we haven't heard from you today. What to you are the most important pieces of this, again, as we anticipate a ruling which could come anytime?
Look, the Browns are in the business of trying to win football games, Greeny, right? So they got to get the quarterback who they know is going to be available week one ready to go. And that means Jacoby Brissett, he has to get the large majority of the reps, if not all of the reps. They cannot worry about when Deshaun Watson is going to be available as it relates to how many reps he gets during training camp, because he ain't going to be there. And if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, it's got to be Josh Dobbs. If Josh Dobbs isn't there, maybe it's Josh Rosen. So look, this is the bed that the Browns have made when they decided to go ahead and go down this road and decide and sign Deshaun Watson and possibly not even have him for the first year. You know that this was the trickle-down effect, meaning, well, once we get to training camp, if we don't know exactly when this guy's going to be available, look, you're trying to be forward-thinking, right? You have to plan for all these kind of contingencies. You have to be ready to go with a plan, a secondary plan, to get your quarterback position ready to go, man. So for him, he's on the back burner for me as far until I know exactly when he's going to be available. And for now, it's Jacoby, you're up, bro. You got to get ready to go. Because there's high expectations for this team, right? We talk about this team having one of the best rosters in the NFL all the time, right? So you better be ready to rock and roll. We'll worry about Deshaun when the time comes.
What's interesting, a thought there, and Mike T, you had one as well. Dan Graziano reminded us that even if a player is suspended for the beginning of a season, he is eligible to practice and to play in preseason games.
Right, so just to build on what Lewis was saying, which is you have to get Deshaun Watson ready to go for when he comes back. He didn't play a snap last year, so you're going back to the end of the 2020 season. That's a long time to take no meaningful reps. So I agree with Lewis. You got to get Jacoby Brissett ready, but you do have to get Deshaun Watson ready in a meaningful way. And, oh, by the way, either Josh Dobbs or Josh Rosen is one hit away from playing. So in some ways, you have to get four quarterbacks ready to go. It's a very unusual situation.
I mean, I just think it's tough, right? If you're a team that is in training camp right now, you're trying to figure out how do we win games and who are we going out to play with. And I think everybody assumes it'll be Jacoby Brissett. But for how long? Is it 4 weeks? Is it 8 weeks? You know, we started a season with Ben Roethlisberger, mm-hmm. who was down for the first four games. But we knew that ahead of time. We were preparing to play with Charlie Batch. We understood what we'd have to do as a defense. The offense knew exactly who they'd be and who would be quarterbacking. This team is in limbo, and that's a difficult place to be.
And it's difficult to sort of figure out where this is going to go because we don't have the information yet. Right. I assure you that as soon as any word comes on this, and again, it could be as soon as today, you will hear it here immediately. In the meantime, our next stop is in the same division. It's Baltimore. It's been an interesting offseason. It's been filled with conversation about that man, Lamar Jackson, and the new contract extension that he doesn't have yet. He reported to Ravens camp last week. Meanwhile, despite everything that he has accomplished, the critics continue to be out there. One NFL defensive coordinator in an anonymous quote to The Athletic said this: if he has to pass to win the game, they ain't winning the game. He's so unique as an athlete and he's a really good football player, but I don't care if he wins the league MVP 12 times. I don't think he'll ever be a one as a quarterback. He'll be a one as a football player, but not as a quarterback. So many games come down to 2 minutes, and that is why they have a hard time advancing even when they are good on defense. And so those are the quotes. RC, for those who are not with us and as we discussed this earlier, what is your reaction?
What does that mean, though?
I mean,
like, honestly, what does it mean to be a one as a quarterback? Is that saying that he's the best quarterback in the world?
It's from an article where they're putting them in tiers.
Ah.
So he's in tier two. So it's in response to this is why he's not in tier one. That's what that's referencing.
Yeah, that's
the one part of the quote that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Now that makes sense to me, and that's what I needed to know. Like, what does the one mean? Because when you win an MVP, when you change your team midseason, we have to remember in Lamar Jackson's rookie year, he took over for Joe Flacco. That was a losing team. Yeah. He brought that team to the playoffs, and that was when now every time we speak about Lamar Jackson, it seems that people nitpick at him so they can say something. It's always a but when it comes to Lamar Jackson, because it should always be Lamar Jackson's accomplished this. When a quarterback accomplishes this, this is how we feel about him. This is a man that takes every snap and does everything that you need done from the quarterback position. And so to me, when you have a guy that gets to say stupid things under the guise of being anonymous, like you said earlier, Greeny, it's cowardly. And you can say it. You know why? Because I can say this because now Lamar Jackson doesn't know who I am. So now he can't be pissed off when we play and go for 250 passing and 150 rushing because we can't stop him because nobody has. And so for him to come out and say this and to hide behind this anonymous quote is another, this is just another time that somebody else is using a way to distract us or to detract from what Lamar Jackson has accomplished in a very short period of time. And it's sad.
Lewis, we haven't heard from you on this yet today. What was your reaction? We'll deal with the contract piece of this in a moment, but how about just that comment?
Yeah, as soon as I saw this posted on Instagram, that's where I saw the comment. I immediately, under our ESPN NFL Instagram, put a comment under there. And look, I'll just paraphrase it by saying this, because I've been chomping at the bit all night to talk about this one. Look, this is obviously someone who personally, this sounds personal. Mm. Like, I don't care what you do. I don't like how you play. I don't think you fit the description of the way I see the quarterback position being played. Or rather, the way I typically value high-level quarterback play, I don't see you playing it that way. And I don't care what you do. I don't care how many MVPs you win. I don't think you'll ever be able to play it the way that I envision number one, tier number one quarterbacks playing it, which is just asinine. And it's, well, you know what? I shouldn't say it's asinine. That's your own personal opinion. Okay, you can have that. You can have that. But if you're going to say that in an article like this, which obviously, you know, is done with the highest level of integrity in mind, and you're trying to really put together a good piece here where people can actually see how people who are professionals in the business who are defending these kind of quarterbacks at these all different tiers feel about these quarterbacks, this person is trusting that you're going to give them something that is professional, that is not personal, that is something that people, readers, can like sink their teeth into and learn and become educated more about the game and how you look at these quarterbacks from a defensive perspective. This sounded like someone who has an axe to grind, who's someone who personally, again, feels as though no matter what Lamar does, he's just not going to change his opinion on him. And then you're trying to do it, as everyone on the panel has said, without ever being outed for it, meaning no one ever knows who it was who actually said it. And that is cowardly. That is, especially when you go this hard on someone and you say, I don't care what you do, you're never going to reach this certain level in my eyes. Look, I understand anonymity when it comes to reporting and sources and all that. And I've heard you guys all talk about that in the first hour. This seems over the top. No, it doesn't seem over the top. It is over the top. Well, this doesn't seem cowardly. It is cowardly. And this doesn't seem personal. It is personal.
Yeah.
There's no other way you can look at it.
It's well said.
I think the key thing to remember is if you're using anonymous sources, you have to be getting and providing information, not opinion, right? I mean, like that, you have to be educating your viewer and or reader about something that's going to happen or likely to happen rather than this is what this person thinks. Like, people hold on to their pre-draft evaluations in this league, right? And they don't like to be wrong. So it may be that this is someone who didn't think Lamar was going to be good and he's annoyed that he was wrong. I mean, that's a possibility, right? But I mean, how grumpy do you have to be to not love watching Lamar Jackson play football? Like, I mean, do you also hate ice cream and sunshine? I mean, like it's so amazing to watch. Like, I would love to have been that wrong, right? Like just enjoy it, man. Yeah. Like, he's spectacular.
You probably got to be like Peter McConville.
That's the coordinating producer of our show. Look, DJ Khaled once had a very famous song, All I Do Is Win, no matter what, right? I mean, that should be Lamar Jackson's response to this. I don't give a damn what you say. All I do is win, no matter what. And then he's also got money on his mind. And so that brings us, it's a line from the song, and that brings us.
Oh, we got it.
Well, I didn't feel I got the reaction I was looking for on that. To the contract, because that is a real piece of this here.
He's you got to explain it.
Everybody knows the song.
Well, you didn't even budge when I said it. I was looking for a little credit. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. Now I've now lost my place. Oh,
the contract.
Lamar Jackson, contract. What are we doing here?
Because all he's going to do is win, and he's earned it. To Dan's point, it is sunshine. To your point, it's about wins, and he is a force multiplier. He's a young, ascending MVP, high-character player. They traded up in the first round, and they hit on him, and they hit on him big. He will get paid. It doesn't matter what Kyler Murray got. It doesn't matter what was in Kyler Murray's contract. This is about Deshaun Watson's contract. He cannot take a penny less. He's outplayed Deshaun Watson in a lot of ways, and he's been impeccable off the field. So this is all about finding a way to get the deal done before opening day. And what I would say to him is, Lamar, we are not going to put you in harm's way. We're going to keep you a million miles away from contact, anything that could hurt you physically between now and opening day so we can get this contract done.
Super quickly, because I feel like I've seen you say this before. Let's say he doesn't get it done. Should he play this season?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Like the fact that Lamar Jackson went to camp shows how high character of a football player he truly is.
Right.
He wants to win. He wants to be great. But I would not recommend this.
And it shows how confident he is in his situation. If he doesn't get what he wants, he franchise me a couple times, I'll play it out.
Right, that's the other side of it. Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins made $1 trillion playing out the franchise piece of this. Lewis, should he play this season without a new contract?
Nope. I've said that consistently since the offseason began. And look, we understand whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, the next guy in line, typically, when you're talking about in the quarterbacks, and then renegotiating and or extending their contracts are the guys who are in line for the next bump up, really, in terms of being at the very top of the market or near the top of the market. And Lamar, given what he means to this organization and how this football team and this offense in particular has been created and crafted and kind of put together, you know, in order to really maximize his talents. Look, he's sitting in a position right now where he needs to maximize his leverage, number one, and number two, he needs to protect his long-term interests here. He really does. And the way in which he plays, whether we like it or not, puts him in harm's way to a much greater degree than any other quarterback in the NFL. So if I'm him, or if I'm anyone who has his ear, I'm telling him, Lamar, just chill, man, because this is something that should set you up forever with a huge, huge number in terms of the guaranteed money. And Mike put it perfectly.
Whenever he's
put
in your the feet building, up everybody's Steve's hands desk. Go up.
Yeah.
And they stay there.
Whenever he's in the building, everybody's hands go up, and they stay there.
And they stay
there.
And they say, yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. See, I started the whole song thing, and now everyone else is getting credit for it. All right, as we continue, Aaron Rodgers comes into this training camp as a 38-year-old who still seems at the top of his game. Is this his last best chance to win another Super Bowl? We will answer that question, and we will get to the bottom of the situation in Pittsburgh. For the first time in nearly two decades, they start their camp without a clear number one quarterback. But could they actually be better off? RC answers that as we continue. Let's get up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, we're back on Get Up. RC, let's play a game of could you do this? I want you to watch the Pirates' Ben Gamel with a diving catch here to steal a hit from Christopher Morel.
I absolutely could not do that. And that was why I played in the park that was a little bit further down the street than the one the Pittsburgh Pirates played in. This is a heck of a play in the outfield. I talked to Torrey Hunter. He was telling me certain things about this that you want no piece of. That dude's super athletic. I'd rather play in pads. It hurts less.
Fair enough. Well, let's go back to that other stadium. But, and now, formerly Heinz Field. What is it now? Who cares? Anyway, the Steelers report to their training camp today with all eyes on the quarterback competition for the first time in forever. They've got Mitchell Trubisky there. They've got Kenny Pickett, the first-round pick, there. And I've been waiting all morning long, RC, to ask you about this because you are my resident and favorite former Steeler. When I had both RG3 and Brooke Pryor, who covers the Steelers for us, on about 2 weeks ago, and the conversation turned to this, and the basic reaction was, regardless of which one of them winds up being the quarterback this year, the quarterback play in Pittsburgh will be better than it was a year ago.
Ooh.
And that's not meant to dismiss everything Ben Roethlisberger accomplished there. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But just going back to last season, their quarterback play is going to be better. Is that right?
I don't know if it's going to be better. Their quarterback play, or their player playing quarterback, will be more talented. That's the difference. You'll have a quarterback that has a stronger arm. We listen to Mike Tomlin talks so much about mobility. When you think about the Pittsburgh Steelers, they had no intermediate passing game, right? Because you couldn't allow those plays to develop because Ben couldn't get out of the way if they weren't protection, if it wasn't protection up front. And also, we couldn't throw the football down the field with any sort of plan or scheme because it was all about the go ball. Now you'll be able to do different things. Now, whether it's Kenny Pickett or Mitchell Trubisky, they'll be able to get outside the pocket and create with their legs because we know both of those guys can run better, are more talented, and are younger. But that doesn't necessarily mean the play will be better. But I can 100% unequivocally agree the player playing quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers will be more talented, not than young Ben, but than Ben Roethlisberger of last year.
What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I think they're going to play Mitch Trubisky early, and he will be better than last year's Ben Roethlisberger, and they're going to develop Kenny Pickett for the future. We talked about this yesterday, Greeny. I'm fascinated by Mitch Trubisky because our league is littered with the Rich Gans of the world, the Carson Palmers, guys that go on to greener pastures, and I think Mitch Trubisky sitting behind Josh Allen for a year is really fascinating to me. So you pair him with Mike Tomlin, I am super intrigued by how well he'll play this year.
And Lewis, obviously, Kenny Pickett is your guy from Pitt, and we all understand your affinity for him. But whether it is he or Trubisky, yeah, however that plays out, do you agree with the basic premise that the Steelers will have increased quarterback play this season relative to last?
Yeah, I think they will outside of structure, Greeny, meaning when you're talking about second reaction plays, ability to buy time, as RC is alluding to, get outside the pocket, make something happen when the structure of the play breaks down. Yeah, they're going to have increased quarterback play. But look, I'm going to put the onus on how this offense improves, particularly at the quarterback position, on offensive coordinator Matt Canada. I think that's where your focus needs to be. How does this offense look in terms of how the running game and the pass game blend, how Najee Harris is used, how they attack certain opponents, what the play sequencing looks like first, second, and third down, how they use the quarterback. I think that's where the focus really needs to be put first before we start talking about, well, Mitchell's better than Ben, or Kenny's better than Mitchell, or Mason needs, deserves another shot. Matt Canada needs to be the guy who everybody is paying attention to and how he utilizes these new quarterbacks, because last year it was all about, well, Ben's not good enough in order to play in Matt's offense. Ben can't threaten the C&D gaps out on the perimeter the way Mike wants to, the way Matt Canada wants to by design, because he's not a good enough athlete. Well, that may be the case. We're going to see. But that's the guy who we need to be focusing in on as it relates to the quarterback play.
Graz, what are we hearing out of there as far as the expectation?
I think in terms of who's going to play, yeah, I think, they see it as an open competition. I think they're open to the idea that Pickett wins the job in camp. But I think, to Mike's point, Trubisky's going to start as the starter because he's more experienced. They really like his mobility. They like that he's played in a number of different offensive systems, and they feel like that'll help him adjust to the new stuff here. So I think he's in the lead, but I do think that they're open to a competition.
And you see on our screen, Ryan Clark, that our analytics, FPI, projects the Steelers to finish 7-10. Anyone who knows that situation understands how meaningful that would be. Yeah. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. I'll just say, I totally disagree.
Me too.
If they do get, look, they made the playoffs last year. They have a great defense. They have a great running back. They actually have great weapons. Yeah. If they get good quarterback play, I think that they are in contention.
Well, I saw Hembo pop it up on the screen. They were 24th ranked in QBR the last 2 years, and this is still a playoff team. Yeah. And when you look at Mike Tomlin and getting to talk to him, he's excited about this year. He's excited about where this team is because he believes that they're better in every other position because they don't have to pay the quarterback what they've been paying him. And he's excited about the mobility. He's excited about the next step that Najee Harris takes. And I think this team will look more like the teams early on in Ben Roethlisberger's career, where it's about defense, running the football, and having good enough quarterback play to win in
super
the end.
Quick.
The biggest challenge is it's the AFC North. They may be a great 7-10 team because of who they're playing every week.
Yeah, every other team. Look, well, I'll include them. All four teams in that division, we'll see what winds up happening with the Browns and the quarterback situation. All four of them seem like they could be really good to me. All right, as we continue in a moment, this is the topic that's got everybody fired up. There are a lot of unusual clauses in a lot of contracts. None of us have ever seen anything quite like the one that Kyler Murray signed. We'll try and make some sense of it as we continue in a moment. And then let's see if we can do this. Graziano head-to-head with Sneaky Hembo. Here's the question. Which active quarterback receiver tandem has produced the most touchdowns? The answer can include a wide receiver, a tight end, or a running back.
Oh. Okay.
Which are the most tight ends? The most touchdowns. The question is next. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
All right, we're back, and I got to tell you, everyone in the room is very into this question.
Yeah, it's a
very
good
question. So Tyreek Hill is no longer playing with Patrick Mahomes, and Gronk is no longer playing with Brady, and Devontae Adams is no longer playing with Aaron Rodgers. So which active quarterback receiver tandem, and it can include tight ends, running backs, receivers, has produced the most touchdowns?
The tight end thing is what really helped, because I would have read this as wide receivers. So I'm glad to know. I went through all the teams, right? I'm thinking, is it a lot of the quarterbacks are new places, whatever? I'm thinking, like, is it Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews? My guess is going to, and it's a guess, I don't know the answer, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
It's their third.
Okay.
Second is Kirk Cousins to Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah, that would have made sense.
But first is Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb.
Oh,
that is sneaky.
Outstanding, though.
That is an outstanding question. Right?
Very well done.
I usually hate Hembo's questions because
he's
a very small man. But he does unfair things.
Outstanding.
This one's an outstanding question.
That's
all right, well
good.
Done. A tip of the cap. We'll give that one happily to Hembo here. So where does our score stand? 17-14. He's within a field goal.
All right.
As we approach the open of training camp. In the meantime, let's work our way back to the NFL. Let's play better, worse, or the same. Hey, RC, this season, is Tom Brady going to be better, worse, or the same?
He's going to be worse, but that does not mean Tom Brady is going to be bad. He went crazy last year, leading the league in completions, in attempts, in yards. I don't think Tom Brady has that type of season, but I think he'll still play well. He'll still be Tom terrific. He'll still be that guy, but I don't believe he comes back and puts up those sort of numbers again.
Lewis Riddick, Patrick Mahomes this year, will he be better, worse, or the same?
On how you define better, but I think he will be better in terms of his completion percentage. I think he'll go up, his yards per attempt will go up. I think his interceptions will go down, his passer rating will go up, his sacks will go down. Why? Because I think he's going to play in structure more this year. I think he's going to play true to the offense in terms of getting the ball out of his hands quickly, getting it into the hands of his playmakers, and not constantly looking for the big play to Tyreek because he feels as though he needs to get it to him. So I think his efficiency is going to ramp up.
And then finally, Mike T, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Better, worse, or the same?
Worse, despite having the great Randall Cobb, apparently, in all their production together. Mine's because of David Bakhtiari, who's really holding on here. I mean, he's only played 13 games over 2 years. And Green, you brought this up yesterday. How many more players can he survive missing? So I think he'll still be really good. Christian Watson will come along. But you are losing the best receiver in football in Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, how many players can they lose? How many problems can Aaron Rodgers, as great as he is, possibly overcome? Okay, I want to move on to the next issue here because this is something that got a lot of attention, social media yesterday and beyond. Kyler Murray got the huge contract extension last week from the Cardinals. Good for him. Everyone was excited. Then the details of the contract came out yesterday, and it includes an addendum that requires him to study film for 4 hours per week during the season to remain in compliance with the deal. Read that on your screen. It says the player shall complete at least 4 hours of independent study each week, excluding any bye week, during each playing season during the term of the contract. To be clear, if he does not do this, he is in breach. I read the entire thing yesterday. I was so taken aback by this. He would be in breach, and the entire remainder of the contract could be voided. So I think the entire sports universe just collectively said, I'm sorry, what? to this yesterday, because it sounds like something that you might impose upon your child if he or she wasn't, you know, studying enough in eighth grade, and you would say, from now on, you're studying 4 hours a week or you're not getting your allowance. The fact that we're dealing
that's the
with
same
this,
thing.
That's what it feels like to me. I don't know. This is a very strange thing. Lewis, we've not had your reaction to it so far. What did you make of this?
Look, it's extremely, extremely disappointing. And look, Mike T, I know you have negotiated contracts for a long time. And I've talked to people who have negotiated contracts for a long time who have said to me 2-3 decades worth of experience in terms of negotiating contracts, they've never seen this kind of addendum before. We're talking about a work-study addendum, a homework addendum, so to speak. Like, hey, look, we don't trust the fact that you're doing what you need to do instead of playing video games, being on the phone, entertaining guests, whatever it is that you're doing, it isn't really, you know, at the level that we expect it to be in terms of your dedication to the game, your football character, your passion, your investment into your craft. So we're going to have to throw this addendum in here. And not only are we going to throw this addendum in here, we're going to make it public somehow, some way. Somebody made it public that this is what we had to do in order to assure us that you are maximizing your tremendous physical gifts that we invested the number one overall pick in back in 2019. That's embarrassing, man. That's embarrassing on the part of the Cardinals to have to go down this road, because we know that as scouts, as general managers, as team builders, you don't want to miss on people's character. You don't want to miss on their commitment to the game, their love of the game of football. And as an athlete, as a player, look, I'll just speak for myself. And I know the kind of player RC was, because I was with RC. I was one of the people who was in scouting when we brought him to Washington. The number one thing he was known for, that being Ryan Clark, the number one thing I was known for back in the 90s was my commitment to the game, my work ethic, my passion, my study habits. That's the number one thing. And I would not want anyone questioning that. I would not want to have to answer questions about whether or not I was willing to commit 4 hours a week? 4 hours? He's going to be able to knock that. Look, and you know what? I shouldn't say knock that out in one night. This is your job. This is what you're supposed to do without someone asking you to do it. Okay? And now, look at what Kyler Murray has done in his career without putting in the time, obviously. This is a guy who I argued a couple weeks ago should have been in the top 10 quarterback ranking, should have been included in that top 10 ranking based on his completion percentage above expectation, his ability to create outside the pocket, his efficiency on third down, two-minute situations. Look, he has been a guy who has excelled at all this without putting in the time, you know, to really perfect his craft in the way that the Cardinals seem that he, you know, obviously feels though he should. This is really, this to me, look, this comes down to really one thing, trust. And the fact of the matter is this, the Cardinals don't trust his commitment to the game. And that is sad to me. That's disappointing to me. Because now, what does this mean going forward? Yeah. What does this mean for other quarterbacks? Are other teams going to feel like, hey, maybe we should do this too, because we have some questions too. I mean, this is just, I think this is not the end of this. This is now just the beginning of this kind of thing. And I hope that's not the case, but I'm afraid that it is.
Very quickly, before I turn it over to RC, you were telling me that among the people that were reacting strongly to this were agents wondering whether this was now going to become something that they have to deal with their clients.
Is it Pandora's box, right? Are guys like Tannenbaum going to want to put this stuff into contracts, right? To give the teams more ways to get out of the deal, right? The agents and players fight a lot of this language, the language that allows teams to void guarantees. And sometimes they win, sometimes they don't. But this one, it feels different.
So, RC, what does this mean? When you saw this, what does this actually say about the relationship at this moment between the Cardinals and the quarterback?
That many of the things that we thought early on in the offseason, when the negotiations or when Kyler Murray's discontent with the team became public, they were true. When the team started to leak things immediately about Kyler Murray's work ethic, those things weren't lies. Those weren't stories that they were trying to get out to garner some type of public affection. Kyler Murray is the guy that the Arizona Cardinals feel is unprepared. That's what that means. And also, to set the numbers so low basically feels like, to me, if we get you to do 4 hours and commit 4 hours, that is so far above what we believe you are already doing, that's enough for me. And when I look at this team, when I think about that position, and I know it's going to be all the people on Twitter, don't talk about it's always black and white things. No, but this narrative of not working hard, not caring, not focusing on the mental part of the game is a narrative that kept African-American quarterbacks away from getting the position before. And now, with Kyler Murray, an African-American quarterback, it is in your contract that at least makes the world feel you don't take your job seriously. This is not only bad for Kyler Murray in the quarterback position and for agents. This is bad for black quarterbacks.
Mike T, what is your reaction to this, generally speaking? As Lewis said, you've negotiated a lot of contracts.
Yeah, I actually understand the rationale. I'm disappointed that's public, but the rationale is, let's look at it. This is a win-win. If I'm Arizona, I have made the decision that we can win a championship with Kyle Murray. You're the first pick overall. We're going to guarantee $160 million, and we think, within reason, you're the best chance we have to win a championship. From the Kyle Murray standpoint, to his credit, he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's saying, I know I have to improve in this area, and I have a chance to avoid a massive amount of money if I don't improve. So at least he's admitting this is a place he can get better. And when you're running a team, your options at the quarterback position are so limited that you have to work with people in disparate situations. This is very unusual, very rare, as Lewis alluded to, that this is the one area that they feel it has to be better. So this could be a win-win if we come through it on the other end 3 years from now when he's better prepared and they win a championship.
Mike T, when you were looking at guys, whether it be trade, free agency, any of those things, you normally have to call the team and say, or call somebody that knows them and say, hey, does this guy work hard? What type of preparation does he put in? It's out to the world that he doesn't prepare so much so it's in his contract. What does that mean for him as far as the future?
Right. So what they're saying is we could still they didn't have to sign him to an extension. They're obviously saying we can win a championship with you and you have to get better in this area. There is no perfect player. And I think what they're trying to do is solve the problem together.
Lewis, let me give you the final word. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, I mean, the thing that scares that really worries me about all this, Mike, though, is this. Look, I understand how you're saying this could possibly be a win-win for the Cardinals and for Kyler. From the Cardinals, they get some assurance. For Kyler, he's saying, hey, look, I'm admitting that I need to do better. But look, for this to be public like this, for that to be flashed up on the screen here on Get Up this morning, look, that to me, if I'm a player on that team outside of Kyler Murray, if I'm another player, the very first time that we hit a bump in the road, he throws an interception. He's going with one of the wide receivers. He doesn't execute. I'm sitting there going, see, you probably were playing video games last night. Or maybe you weren't getting your work done. And so you know what? And that's because now that's going to be amplified even more because of the fact that it's out there now. It's out there. The team that drafted you number one overall, no matter how you cut it, doesn't trust your commitment. And so if they don't trust it, why the hell should I?
Yep.
And that's a problem, man. That's a problem. This is just the beginning of this. Because as soon as they hit a bump in the road, I promise you, we're going to be talking about it again on here.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to leave it there for the moment. But clearly, you can see it inspires a lot of passion in a lot of people. And I think Lewis is right. This is just the beginning of the story. It is by no means the end. In the meantime, another reminder. This afternoon, we have the first women's Euro semifinal. We got Sweden taking on the host team, England. And then tomorrow, we have France playing Germany. That's the second semifinal. Coverage of both matches will begin 2:30 Eastern on ESPN2 and on ESPN+. More football as we go. Cowboys camp hadn't officially opened, and Mike McCarthy was already annoyed. You'll hear what got his goat and why it could be so critical to the future of his quarterback. That's on the way. This is Get Up on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We're back on Get Up, and as training camps are open all across the NFL now, Dallas is our next stop, and we all know that their coach, Mike McCarthy, faced a lot of scrutiny throughout last season, and then in particular in the way that it ended with that play and the poor clock management execution at the end of that tough loss to the 49ers. So now with camp opening, McCarthy spoke yesterday about his job security, telling David Moore of the Dallas Morning News, quote, "It's irritating that the first question you ask me has nothing to do with how I do my job. I show up every day for work to win a championship. How do we win today? That's what I'm asking. My viewpoint is it's not a story. It's a media-driven narrative, or at least a narrative driven outside my realm." So, Brian Clark, I'll start with you. He's irritated. What do we think of that?
I mean, he's irritated because the questions are warranted. Right. When if you go ask Andy Reid, we wouldn't be. But if you're asking Andy Reid, well, how do you feel about your job security? Andy Reid's going to say, I feel pretty dang good. You want to ask him anything else?
Last time I got fired, I got a job a week later.
I feel very safe that I'm going to be coaching in the NFL. Yeah. But when you're Mike McCarthy and you understand the questions, that's around how well you did your job. This isn't just the thing that's out there because of Sean Payton. If Mike McCarthy would have been a great coach, if they would have better time management, if they weren't a team that got a ton of penalties, we wouldn't be asking these questions about Mike McCarthy, because when you hire a coach, you hire him because you want it to work. And so because he hasn't done his job well, and because we know that both of his coordinators got extensions, and we can read the tea leaves, they get extensions, you don't get an extension. Sean Payton is now out there on the market, and he would love to be a coach next year. That's why they're asking the questions. You answer those questions by saying, I'm here to do my job. I will do my job in a way where I will still be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, because that's what I was hired to do. He's bothered because they're right.
Lewis, we haven't heard from you on this today. What was your reaction to what McCarthy said?
Look, Ryan Clark knows Greg Williams, the former defensive coordinator of the Washington football team, as well as anyone, just like I do. And he taught me an expression a long time ago that it's hard to win in spite of. You'd rather win because of, whether that be a coach, a player, a front office executive. And the fact of the matter is this. In Dallas, they're probably right now winning more games in spite of Mike McCarthy and not because of him. And I love Mike McCarthy because I've known him a long time. But that's why people are constantly asking him about his job security, because they know in crucial moments he has made some suspect decisions. And whenever you are cast in that light and you know that that is the question mark hanging over your head, I think all of us would be sensitive about it. But... this is the life we've chosen. This is the business we've chosen. We know it's a bottom line business. And until you become part of the solution and not part of the problem, this is what comes with the territory, whether you like it or not. So for him to say that kind of thing, quite honestly, if I was sitting there as a reporter, I would probably be going, I'm going to ask you now even more. I'm going to ask you even more, because now you're real sensitive about something. You know, because if you weren't worried about it, If you felt secure in how you were performing, you would probably tell me a few choice words, and I'd shut my mouth because I'd say, well, I can't really go down that road because he called me out on it, and I know I don't really have a leg to stand on. But see,
I know I have a leg to stand on because I know what this league is about. And I know it's about W's and L's. And I know it's about coaches making the difference in crucial situations. And I know because I see the game and because I watch Get Up and because I watch all the programming around the NFL that you aren't making good decisions when you're supposed to be. And that's just part of it, man. That's part of it.
Graziano, you're one of those guys. You're going to be up there asking these questions again.
I'm always amazed when people worry about the wrong stuff, right? Like, why do you care what I think, right? Like, just that question has been answered by hundreds of coaches and GMs.
Yes.
You're right. We got one here. And it's always the same, right? Yeah. I'm going to do my job, and if it's not good enough, then that's out of my control. But I'm focused on the game, the whatever, the season,
Mike
the camp,
T, I mean, we obviously, in your career as a general manager, you've been in that blender many times. And what is it like?
Yeah, that's what you sign up. It's, as Lewis said, it's the business you've chosen, and you get paid a lot of money. And when you have the privilege of those leadership seats, that's what's going to come with the territory. And the answers to the test are very simple. Like, when you look at it objectively, since he's been the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, no one has been more penalized than they have. Those self-inflicted wounds will send you home as a head coach.
All right, we'll leave it there. I've got to let RC go. He's hosting our First Take today, so so good to have you,
man.
Back.
Good to be back,
you
man.
You're the best. Yeah.
Good to be back.
Very much. And as we continue here, I'll remind you that the first Subway series of the season is underway tonight, and we've got tomorrow night's game too. The Yankees have the Major League's best record. The Mets lead the National League East. Coverage of that two-game series, game two of that series, begins 7 Eastern tomorrow night on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the ESPN app. I mentioned First Take. They are 8 minutes away. RC's on his way over there. They'll talk much more about this clause in Kyler Murray's contract and what exactly it means. It's RC and Dominique debating that and a whole lot more. They're top of the hour right here on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, don't miss it. Thursday night, ESPN Films 7-part docuseries The Captain continues. We'll have episodes 3 and 4. It's an unprecedented look into Derek Jeter's life and career on and off the field. Begins 9 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN+. All right, to wrap it up today, and they will begin their conversations about this on First Take in just a few moments, and this very unique clause in the contract of Kyler Murray that states that he has to dedicate 4 hours of independent study every week during the playing season. Again, something that none of us has ever seen before in a player's contract, at least not that any of us are aware of. And so the whole world said, I'm sorry, watch that. Mike T, you brought up another interesting wrinkle in this story.
So if I was a reporter at the press conference when Cliff Kingsbury speaks, my question would be is, your agent represents you and also happens to represent Kyler Murray. Tell us about those conversations.
Meaning what?
That the interests are so disparate in this situation. On the one hand, the club is saying that we have to put these clauses in the contract, yet Kyle Murray's agent should be fighting tooth and nail not to have him in there. And how are they going to be enforced? You know, RC brought it up in the first hour of Green. How are you going to enforce whether or not film is actually being watched? Like, it's so fascinating on so many levels, and you have the agent who's literally on both sides of the table.
It's confusing. Lewis, put a final word to it. What do you think?
Look, Mike T knows this as well as anyone. Personnel departments spend more time racking their brains over how to get to the core of what makes up a professional athlete in terms of his passion, his motivation, his dedication, his commitment to being a professional. And now it is now out there for the whole world to see that a guy who was the number one pick of the draft the team that drafted him, the team that signed his head, the coach that they thought he was a perfect marriage with, doesn't trust him. They don't trust him. And they've set a very low bar considering the position that he plays in terms of what they think he should be investing into his craft away from the facility. 4 freaking hours a week. Mm. 4. Mm. So what, you know, I mean, and you're right, Mike. I mean, how are they going to sit there and monitor this and really hold him accountable? This is just the beginning here, man. It's just the beginning.
What were you hearing yesterday?
Well, I mean, people, it ranged from, like, this is a bad precedent to what does this say about the relationship between player and team? I mean, it was a lot of chatter about this yesterday, and people were surprised. There's some, obviously, concern, as we mentioned, about could this lead to other teams doing the same thing with other players? This guy was the one pick, right, if it's good enough for him, et cetera. So, I don't know. Down the road, in this unprecedented era of quarterback movement, this says to me, this guy's not going to finish his career in Arizona.
We'll see. Dominique and Ryan will be debating that and a whole lot more as they take over next. That we will see you back in Better Than Ever tomorrow. The conversation continues with First Take now.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.